Yeah. What else are we gonna do? I have to. I care about the organization. And if we don't get a lot of people there, then we're not going to get violent. Like, we're going to get cut.
What's the
org? What?
What's the
org? Oh, it's going all going to the UNICEF for Hinge Refugee Fund.
But is this for cross councils?
Right. We're just hosting it.
That's cool, though. That's a really good cause.
Yeah, no one cares, though. Everyone's just like, I have a sports hormone. Sorry.
What is going on with that?
What, do you want to donate?
No. I'll donate, but I can't come.
Okay, I'm just going to put you down anyway if you want to donate. If you could just Venmo me $10, that'll make my life. I'll be so close to being done.
What's your Venmo?
Oh my God, I love it. Sarah-Park-27.
Oh, why?
No.
Is this in the chat board?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Okay,
I got it.
Hello?
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you look up the rules for how a member resigns from the assembly?
For what?
How a member resigns from the assembly.
Oh.
Please look up the rules.
You're going to pull it back. What are you dressed up for? This is
I'm going to a farm.
You look so good. Her hair is like art.
I know.
It's so nice.
I'm literally here.
You can
like,
walk back out and come back
Sarah,
in again.
I'm literally here in leggings and a t-shirt. Like, what's up?
All right.
Everyone have an agenda packet?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Good luck.
Thank you, Pam.
Give me a shovel.
Score.
Yep. All right, RuPaul. It is 5:41 p.m. Dale.
I'll call the roll for you. Ball.
Here.
Myself is here.
And Danny.
Chaudhry. Corn.
Here.
Cornell is excused. Devatha.
Here.
Dean. Excused.
Big Arbor present.
Hassan. Hers. Indivini.
Here.
Kaufman.
Here.
Kim.
Here.
Lynn.
Here.
Lipschitz.
Here.
McLaurin. Martinez. Park.
Here.
Peralta Ochoa. Pollard.
Here.
Romero Zavala.
Here.
Sandin?
Here.
Shot.
Bill, he's coming.
Shapiro? Sim?
Here.
Tokenbo?
Here.
Valadez?
Here.
Wallace? We have 17 members present.
So that's a nice, cozy number. All right, guys. It's the last meeting of our semester. Good work. A lot of... especially yesterday was pretty hard for all of us, the decision making. So let's try to make this go very smoothly and fast so we could all enjoy our nights. So first, microphone.
I've motioned to amend the agenda and move open microphone after the approval of the activity.
Second.
All right.
Motion to approve the activity page.
Second. No, we can't do that.
Just yet. Kidding.
Wow, you really want to get that out of here.
Okay. There's no dissent.
All right. So we'll go to announcements and reports. Jaylon.
That's from yesterday.
That's from yesterday.
Oh,
yield.
Nothing. Is this?
Yeah, I
yield.
Okay. Wait, motion to amend the agenda and move byline reports before the approval of minutes?
Second.
No, we got to open the minutes.
We have to do it anyway.
So
it'll
take
2 seconds.
Specifying that it's all 4 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, by unanimous consent, all 4 minutes have been approved.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go into byline reports.
Okay.
Okay, so we have A through K number of byline reports to do today. I can't count that off the top of my head. We'll start with Outdoor Odyssey. Outdoor Odyssey is currently at $1.25 on the student activity fee. The Appropriations Committee recommended giving an increase to Outdoor Odyssey and a 50 cent increase. That represents a large percentage increase for Outdoor Odyssey. They'll be in the new activity fee, they'd be at $1.75. So we're very proud of that. So if you have
motion to approve.
No.
Second.
Unanimous consent.
No, that's no.
Let's go. We have to vote.
All those in favor.
Yeah.
All the yeses, raise your hands. Hi.
Hi, TJ.
Is there any okay. Let me get a first count. All these say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay.
All those against? Abstentions? 16-0-1. Passes.
Okay, alternative breaks. I believe alternative breaks was at $1 and requested an increase to, and we approved an increase to, I'm sorry, I actually forgot the number off the top of
here, I have it right here.
Is it?
The request was, we gave them $2.50, their previous allocation was $2.
I'm sorry, yep. So we increased alternative breaks from
$1.50
to $2, representing a 25% increase for outdoor for alternative breaks.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah. All those in favor? There are 16 again. All those against? Abstentions? 16-0-1. It passes.
Okay. So next is club insurance. Club insurance is currently at $5.10. They requested to stay at $5.10. It's not really like a person. It's basically just like the insurance that we make for all the clubs in case there's like a disaster.
Motion to approve.
Motion to
second.
Approve.
All those in favor?
16.
All those against?
Dale, do you approve as well?
I approve.
All right.
Abstentions? 16-0-1. It passes.
Okay, so the next one is actually an organization that I want. It's one of two organizations on this list that I really want to highlight. Slope Day Programming Board has been at $18 on the activity fee for over a decade, I think over a decade. So we're the first Appropriations Committee to actually increase Slope Day Programming Board. This should be an amount that actually can guarantee some degree of better concerts. I think that's something that the student body really appreciates. And so we decided that this year would be appropriate to increase Slope Day Programming Board. So we increased.
Motion to approve.
Yeah.
Second.
Dissent.
What question did you just say?
I just have a question.
Well, yeah.
Can you maintain your motion?
I'm happy to take questions.
Okay.
Do you maintain your motion?
Oh, without question. I just thought they should get more money.
Okay.
So I think we can have a discussion about it.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your question?
What was your question?
So
I withdraw my motion.
I withdraw.
So, this has been on the agenda
for two weeks.
Has a question.
You can go. Yeah.
No, just let him speak for now.
Yeah. So Sarah, this has been on the agenda for 2 weeks, and I don't think like bringing this up in like the twilight of
last week,
the
sorry,
activity
but
fee. Yes, but I mean especially like
we only got half funded.
We were there.
All right.
So
now this is byline funding. Let's talk about this.
Okay,
wait. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna recognize Drew.
Okay. Yeah. So from my understanding, because I mean, I was on Appropriations Committee my freshman year. I know this organization, and we've spoken with the people that run this organization. In the future, I hope for whoever's taking minutes or like listening, I hope they either ask for like a similar amount, or they ask for an even larger amount, because it's a very different level of performers that you can get with a larger increase. I think people would be willing to spend a little more money. If you were able to take this increase. So basically like the level of performer, it's like, it's a step system. It's not like a linear line. So you need to move from one step to the next step, and that will take a large jump in funding. And I encourage them to apply for that jump in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick.
Okay, Olivia.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm on appropriations committee, and I was there for that meeting. And I think one of the reasons we decided to give them 19 is because we had a little bit of an issue with some of the ticket prices as well. That we think that for people who are not at Cornell, that the ticket prices should be raised a little bit to sort of offset the cost. So if you up the ticket prices a little bit and give them a $1 increase, you're still going to have enough money to actually get a really good performer. And I think last year one of the issues too was not that they had like a giant lack of funding, but it also had partly to do with the fact that the people who were supposed to come were not allowed to apply to the university, giving us an alternative option. So this still gives them a really good amount of money to be able to provide a really good performer that everyone should be happy with. So I'm going to also suggest keeping them at 19.
That's Lee. Okay. Matt?
So then therefore we have to explain to that they require it to be a certain amount of money for guests. That because guests are probably paying less than they would for a normal concert,
yeah.
And that way we can get to that next level, right?
Cool.
Okay.
Can I just ask a mini question?
Yeah, I'll put some excuses.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
This is Sarah.
I'm also on AFSCOM, and part of this, when we looked over everything, this increase was just going to, it's not actually going to the performer, it's going to things that they had been asking for, they have been requesting special funding for, this breakfast. So I think if we actually want them to give them enough money to be able to spend it on the performer, we have to give them the full 20. Also, it's the only thing that benefits everyone on campus.
Yeah. So Sarah, they're not here. They're not appealing. They're okay with this
yeah.
result. I don't know why you're trying to do this.
Motion to approve.
Second.
State your dissent.
I have a question about the breakfast, more specifically.
You draw? Okay. Well, then we'll go down to speak of this again. Myra?
Yeah. So when they came to AFSCOM, did they talk about the breakfast at all? Because, or are they planning on requesting special projects funding every year?
So here's basically, think about it this way. So for this year, this year's this current
yeah.
byline cycle. So we gave them enough money for the next byline
mm-hmm.
yeah. cycle to fund the breakfast.
Okay.
And then that money can be sent towards that money can be used for the speaker. But for this slope day, the one that's coming up
yeah.
in 2018, they're still planning on requesting special projects. And I asked you guys to agree. Part of
motion
the
motion
vote.
To vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Hands down. Okay. We're good here. 16.
All those against? Abstentions? 16-0-1. It passes.
Okay, so senior days is actually it's something this isn't one of the other one that I wanted to highlight, but I just wanted to talk about this. So senior days gave probably one of, if not the best presentations to the appropriations committee. It was the most analytical, the most well thought out. They had considered all of their costs. One thing that was concerning that totally wasn't their fault at all was that apparently the business service center charged a $30,000 expense to their account for a different byline funded organization. And we need to work out why that expense is being reported, because they're being asked to make that up. And that's so unfair to them that they have to increase prices and decrease costs because of an expense that they didn't authorize. So I just want to bring that up now, not because this decision is bad, but because we're talking about senior days. $485 was their request, not more, not less. They have a plan for how to fill that gap. They just shouldn't have to. Is the point?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Dean?
All those against? Abstentions? 16-0-1, it passes.
So see you tonight, Commission. They have a large surplus. That's pretty much what this is. They have a large surplus. They're going to work on spending more of their money. They can continue to do the same level of programming with a slightly lower activity fee allocation, so they don't really need their surplus. Again, they're not appealing. I have talked to the director for next year. He's we deserve this. Literally, he said that to me.
Motion to approve.
Second.
He literally did that.
All right,
he's not here.
Okay.
All in favor.
You want to leave so much, you're not even appealing.
And 16.
Opposed against? Abstentions? 16-0-1, it passes.
Okay, so SAFC, I'm actually going to ask that we table SAFC until after student assembly, just because SAFC, like the amount we allocate to them is in part a function of how much we allocate to all the other organizations.
That's fair.
So, motion to amend the agenda to move.
Second.
Second.
All right, by unanimous consent.
Okay, so let's just do athletics and physical education. Okay, so this is a thing. So, let's go to athletics. Okay, so athletics and physical education is at $10.30. They requested an essentially an inflationary increase to $10.57. Essentially, the appropriations committee said, like the decision the appropriations committee made was we should decrease their marketing budget because we feel that their marketing budget has been inappropriately used to prioritize men's sports over women's sports. They responded by saying, we try to like invest our marketing budget in like the most business efficient manner. I CC'd you guys on that correspondence, which I know you all have read. We specifically said like, we get that, but like we're trying to encourage you to like not take like historical gender inequality as like a function that you have to deal with. And we're trying to incentivize you to like prioritize women's sports here. So decrease for now, maybe in 2 years when they come back with a plan, then they can get their giveaways budget back.
Sam?
Yeah, so I was part of that discussion, and what seemed really out of control was like they spent a lot of marketing and a lot of advertising without a strategy. And then when they presented their packet, all the sports listed were male, and I have a fundamental problem with that. And then when I asked them what their strategy was to target more advertising in the women's sports, they basically mansplained the history of like inequality with sports, and like that was completely unnecessary. One, and two, when we recommended it, their feedback back to us was like completely ignoring the point. So I think this is like a qualified decrease.
Motion to approve.
Second. So can I actually add one more thing?
I revoke my motion.
It's important because I need to.
Go.
Okay. So the last thing I wanted to add, which is a point to athletics credit, the reason they presented the value to us in terms of men's sports isn't because our subsidy is only going to subsidize men's sports. It's because the only sports they charge for right now are men's sports, and then I think there's maybe like one women's sport that they do charge for.
No, they charge for one, and it's men's ice
hockey. Okay, well, that's only because we're subsidizing it. The reason I'm bringing this up is specifically to say, like, I recognize that, like, athletics isn't charging for women's sports, and I just, like, want that to be on the record. They're not currently charging it. We just want their marketing outreach to be prioritizing and refocus on women's sports.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor? Against? Abstentions? 16-0-1, it passes.
Yeah. Okay, so now we'll do Cornell Concert Commission. So this is the other organization that I like really wanted to call attention to. So like Slope Day Programming Board, Cornell Concert Commission is it's like this is the first time in again over a decade that that the Appropriations Committee voted to increase funding for Cornell Concert Commission. We're really proud of this. They get really great concerts. The main reason we weren't really going to 14 was because they're like sitting on a pretty large surplus. That surplus is like not their fault. It's not because they're not spending the money. I mean, they're not spending the money, but the reason they're not spending the money is because last year Barton was closed for like renovations. And so they just like didn't have to spend that much money.
All those in favor? All those against? Abstentions? 16-0-1, it passes.
Okay, so these final two, and then we'll get to SAFC. So the Collegiate Leadership Program and the Student Assembly. So I didn't share these meetings because I'm the SA's treasurer in addition to like being like that's part of being vice president for finance. So Georgina Hoodya, she's the longest serving non-SA member on the Appropriations Committee. She chaired for these meetings. I wasn't even like I didn't sit in on them for when the committee deliberated. So Regarding the Collegiate Leadership Program, so the Collegiate Leadership Program currently has about like $135,000 in just surplus. Like it literally just has this money sitting in a bank account that like that surplus is there and it needs to use it for the next 2 years for the Wall Street Journal and for the New York Times. There's one thing I want to bring up, and that's a question for the Office of the Assemblies, just to make sure, because I'm totally willing to amend these numbers if, like, the information that we have been given is, like, not accurate. Like, these can go up. I don't really care. I just want to make sure that, like, we can get, like, New York Times and Wall Street Journal subscriptions for students. Can I ask my question? For the surplus, have we received for the Collegiate Readership Program, did we receive the activity fee disbursement already? So we can use that to buy the subscriptions for this year. Okay, then this $135,000 surplus is what we'll use for the next 2 years to continue to buy those subscriptions for students. The reason that we asked for a $1 increase, or not an increase, $4 decrease, but the reason we want a dollar in there is for negotiation, because the prices that get set are essentially negotiated, and so we want to make sure that there's like a degree of flexibility in there. If we're going to be buying New York Times and Wall Street Journal subscriptions, we just want to make sure that like we don't lose them. So I think a $1 activity fee gives the organization the flexibility it needs. It's not a student organization. It's like technically run by out of the student assembly's account. So no group of people that runs this, it's just like us.
I'm going to move to have the assembly ask Gabe to write a report by the end of next semester explaining to the incoming VP for Finance everything he's explained to us and how to appropriately handle this organization in the coming 2 years.
Second. I'm gonna be doing that with all the organizations.
This one specifically though, for the future assemblies.
Yeah, seconded.
Okay.
All those in favor?
I'll just write the report. I mean, you can, like, if you don't think you can do it.
Trust me, we know you will.
Okay.
Approved by unanimous consent.
There's been a point of information.
No, so you said there's $135,000 surplus for the CRPC? No, the CRP.
In the CRP account, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Motion to approve by unanimous consent.
Second. I just wanted to say something real quick.
I withdraw my motion.
Right. So one of the things with the New York Times, there are still physical distribution locations for that. We're going to need to discuss that in the future, just in terms of where you want those to be. So just like if you have any ideas where you want those, just like shoot me an email or text or something.
Can you approve by unanimous consent? Second. Point of
order, I
don't
think you can approve reports by unanimous consent.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
All right. Olivia, are you voting? Okay. 16.
All those against? Abstentions? 16, 0 to 1, it passes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is another one.
So the student assembly is us. We're the student assembly, and so we byline fund ourselves. Some people argue that it's inappropriate for us to byline fund ourselves because we will give ourselves like too much money. I think that's completely accurate and true. I endorse everyone's criticisms of that. I think it is inappropriate for us to byline fund ourselves. The reason you know it's inappropriate for us to byline fund ourselves is because we have this like huge surplus that like people want to like spend on things. And instead of cutting us like any other byline org would, we want to like spend the money because we have like electoral incentives to like spend the money. So that's why the student assembly needs to live off its surplus for the next couple of years.
Motion to approve.
Second.
So I just like want to be very clear that like a motion to overturn this decision is a motion for the student assembly to like use its byline setting funding process, like to use that process to like literally give itself too much money. Like I just want to be very clear that like that's what this is. If you overturn this, like we're trying to be fiscally responsible here, and like
yeah.
I don't know how to be more clear. So.
Okay. There's five people on the speakers list. So first is Myra.
All right. So I have a huge issue with cutting us all the way down to zero. I've spoken to Vice President Kaufman about it multiple times, and I want to take some time to explain my reasoning. Yes, I want to affirm that we do have a lot of money in the surplus. However, we have already been conversations about how to allocate it. One being giving a huge chunk to the Financial Aid Review Committee, which gave $325,000 to Anvil's Grocery 2 years ago, and cut a chunk of our endowment. And I had a conversation with Vice President Kaufman at the beginning of the semester about increasing our allocation, or at least giving us a few dollars, $1.50 for the Financial Aid Review Committee, and verbally confirmed that that was what was going to happen. And it didn't, and the committee was under the impression that we were going to work together, but we did not. And I just want to, you know, let the representatives know that this is what has transpired, and that I don't agree with the zero allocation, but I do understand a lot of the arguments for it.
Yeah.
To respond to you.
Okay. So we had the meeting. I told her I would request enough money to like put money into the account. I sent you a message like a couple days later where I said like, I've changed my mind. It's in text. I know I sent you the message. What?
You say no, someone should find it.
I will find it. I will get the message right now.
Oh my God, please don't.
No. If Matt wants me to get the message, I'll get the message.
Can we go on to someone else?
Okay. Yeah. So I'll get that. Basically, whether that's true or not doesn't change the fact that the student assembly would be giving its surplus to itself to spend on other projects. So, like, again, I want to reiterate, like, we have a huge amount of money. We should not, like, the fact that people have already been making plans to, like, spend this on, like, political initiatives is, like, to be clear, literally the thing we're trying to prevent. So, like, the argument... So I'm making the argument that, like, giving the SA more money is SA creating, like, a fund for itself on, like, its political initiatives. And then people are going to respond and say, here's a political initiative I want the SA to fund. Like, that's not an argument to increase it. That's just proving my point. So you can, like, you can continue to do that. But, like, again, like, zero is the appropriate.
You have one follow-up.
All right. So I just want to clarify on the point about it being political. I'm a senior. I'm graduating. I have no incentive. And second, about it, the SA giving money to itself, it would be giving money to the Financial Aid Review Committee, which delegates the Students Helping Students Fund and the Summer Experience Grant, which go to helping students in financial hardships and emergencies, and to fund summer experiences for low-income students who cannot afford to take on unpaid internships. So this is going to students. This is not the SA giving the money to itself.
I'm gonna recognize Gabe after every two speakers. Giles?
Okay, so thank you for bringing this. And in that room, a lot of people didn't understand about the community needs for the surplus. You already have a resolution that passed yesterday to allocate $10,000 out of the surplus to, you know, the UPR students coming in. But I think over the semester, one of the conversations that we've had was with the racial incidents that has happened, a lot of students' group had to pull money out of, if they're byline funded, they have to pull money out of their, you know, already scheduled budgets to kind of fund places for people to, you know, to come and heal. And that is not something that they should, you know, really be doing. And I talked about, you know, allocating some of the fund to create an emergency funding where these things happen and state can take a part of it. And you, from a conversation that we actually had today, we learned that, you know, Port Oregon students who are already students here, some of them, like, their homes have been destroyed and they can't even go home for winter break. And we don't have any money for that. From the conversation, we're learning that our own, you know, Cornell students don't have coats. I run a lending library that, you know, allocates books to students who can't buy books, and we are severely underfunded. You have a lot of community groups who are seeking for that money, who need that money. And that's why in the appropriation committee, I advocated for at least 50 cents for the SA, that the SA can sustain, you know, itself. But but we come up with a plan to cut the budget and we give students who really needed a pull of funding. The reason why we have so much money is not because we want to keep the money. It's because groups haven't been, like the essay, previous essays haven't been spending it. And now you literally have this essay telling you. Groups have been coming to them asking to spend that money. So I don't think it is really a wise decision to completely zero it. 50 cents would be perfect for us to really start taking the student activities fees back to the students who have already technically paid into.
Next, Travis.
Is it all me?
I've heard two speakers. I've asked it.
Are you?
Yield to.
Oh, I give up. I yield. I yield to Matt.
Okay. I agree that like we should be increasing funding for SA just to give to PARC. Because if we don't give PARC money, then we are walking back on our promise for the second time this week and semester. And I think that's really important to give PARC right now. They're operating in a budget that's lower than they should be. And I can't really yield, but like so many students requested it and less than like 25% received the grant that they needed. Less than 10%?
Yeah.
Motion to overturn.
I have a question to say.
Was there a second? A point of information?
If we vote to overturn it, how many people would you need for that? Would you need two-thirds?
No, one-half.
No,
two-thirds.
No,
once again, we interpreted it wrong for the Women's Resource Center decision.
No, that's not even voted.
Dale can tell you the response about it.
So we do act like Appropriations Committee as the office advises us, but every vote in terms of overturning the amount requires two-thirds of members present. So we can still vote down from top down for different values that are presented, whether we go from whatever the maximum amount we can fund ourselves is.
You live the charter. We all know this.
We can recommend different values between 190 and 57. And each of the approval of those values would take.
Point of order.
So the first value required the two-thirds approval.
Okay, point of order.
Yes.
So can't we use that four times the surplus we have to do the thing that Meyer wants?
Yeah.
Agree now, put it in writing.
Can you explain why we can do it? Explain why we can do it.
All right. Okay, so there's been a motion. There's been a second. That's we're gonna vote to vote. All those in favor of voting, raise your hands and placards.
No, it's a vote to vote on overturn.
A vote to vote to overturn.
I approve my motion.
Okay. All right. All right. So the next speaker's list is also Gabe. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe I just need to like put the numbers out there. So like the SA has about $53,000 sitting in its rollover account. That's just like the rollover. I'm not done. That's the first number. $53,000 sitting in the rollover account that it just like has from rollover from just not spending money. In addition to that amount of money, separate money, we have $54,000 that we can use for special projects. It's special project money. It was given to us specifically for special projects from the Collegiate Readership Program when it had an even larger surplus. Last year, Matt,
well, we just voted to use it.
Right.
No,
before,
different money.
It's different.
I've separated
staff.
It.
Right. Yeah,
it's different. Okay, let Gabe continue.
It's in different accounts.
So we have, it's in different account. So $54,000 for special projects. We get to keep that. Like, Joe, you can spend that however you want. Myra, you can give it to FARC. Like, I don't even care. But the $50,000 surplus, that is enough to sustain us at more than what we normally spend for the next year. We normally spend $20,000 of our $30,000 that we give ourselves. Next year, if we spend $20,000, and the year after we spend $20,000, we will have spent $40,000 of the $50,000. So there will be that $10,000 left over that, like, we probably would, I mean, there would be that $10,000 left over, but then also we like, yeah. So there'd be the $10,000 left over. The special project, that is where like that's essentially the SA surplus money. Like when we say surplus, like that's what we mean. And so that's where like we fund from. That's the special projects funding, like that we send to Puerto Rico. So that's going to come out of that $54,000.
Motion to approve.
Yeah.
Second. All right. Wait, what?
Motion to approve.
In a second, all those in favor of approving.
We won't get the votes.
Oh,
There's
all
dissent.
Motion to approve.
Did anybody dissent?
Yeah. Yes, we're gonna vote.
Yeah, so if you're in favor of approving the current recommendation,
there's a vote to vote.
Right. It's a push vote.
Right.
That's what he's trying
to
do.
It's, yeah.
Yes, that's what he's trying to do.
All right, guys, Matt,
in favor of voting.
Olivia? Okay. There's been a dissent. State your dissent.
What's up? I think that student assembly members aren't aware of all the facts of how FARC and the Summer Experience Grant operates currently.
You maintain your motion?
I have a question.
There we go.
Wasn't FARC
$20,000?
Yeah,
she did.
$25,000? Yeah.
Oh, I just
want to. All right, so who made the motion?
I made the motion, and I removed the motion.
You remove it? Okay, we'll go. next is Olivia.
Motion to overturn.
Second.
Dissent.
That's not how it works.
Okay, I remove it. We can talk.
Yes, that is.
Continue talking.
Olivia.
We can continue talking.
One of the things that I want to say that I think is really important is that the student assembly right now has a surplus that's four times what we give ourselves for the bylaw. It's like four times what we get per year. It's absolutely insane. And one of the things that I really want to reiterate is that APSCOM has been very stringent with different groups about their surpluses. We have literally talked to orgs about having problematic surpluses that have relatively small surpluses in comparison to this. So I think one of the things is that APSCOM has been very consistent, or certain people on APSCOM have been very consistent in making sure that the organizations, can you guys please stop talking and like actually listen?
Because
this is important. We've been very stringent. There are orgs that have surpluses like 1/30th the size of this, and we've been annoying about it or telling them to lower it. So that's like, guys, we basically have over $100,000 in a surplus. We can totally use that, spend that. And in 2 years, the student assembly can come back and apply for funding. I have no issue with that. But I think that the way we're operating now, like, I've been very stringent and very strict across the board, and it would make no sense if I let the SA walk away with a $100,000 surplus when I had an issue with another org having a $6,000 surplus.
Okay, next is Varun.
Yeah, so initially, like, I'm one of those people that came in thinking that we should zero the student assembly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's very different, like, recognizing what Myra brought up about Annabelle's Grocery and how this took such a significant portion of the Students Helping Students Fund. So what I would want to occur is to have all of the money that we derive from this this allocation go directly towards the Students Helping Students Fund. And we could appendix B this, because the concern right now is that we have that rollover, and that rollover would be directly used towards our actual budget. Great, we have another like extra $10,000. We have $54,000 that's allocated towards special projects. Great, take that $10,000, toss it into that $54,000. We can do whatever we want with that $10,000. Now we go back to the same original issue that there was and there has been for the past 2 years. The endowment is a lot smaller than it used to be for the Students Helping Students Fund, and that can't help the students that it needs to. And so what I want is to avoid that politicizing and to avoid all those concerns that Gabe brought up, that Olivia brought up, because you're saying you want to put this organization under more scrutiny or under the same scrutiny that you put under other organizations. But the reality is that we took so much money from this organization in the past that we haven't really supported that amount in moving forward. So I do think that we should fund the 190 because that's the max that we can do. And I think that we should take that 190 and put it towards the Students Helping Students Fund.
Okay, so definitely don't agree that it should be even like close to 190. Like, I'd be willing to compromise on like 50 cents because like I get where you're coming from. No, that's like $8,000.
That's
$7,000.
Versus $350,000 is nothing.
I understand. So essentially, like, just to be clear, like, that $350,000, like, one, like, I didn't spend that. That was like my predecessor that spent that. Two, like, we built a grocery store with it. It wasn't like it went to like nothing. Like it got taken out for Annabelle's Grocery. So like the idea that we like took $350,000 and like lit it on fire is like, well, like, that's not true. Like, we built a grocery store with it. The other thing I want to point out is, like, the Students Helping Students Fund has $1.2 million in it.
It's an endowment.
I know it's a funds functioning as an endowment.
It's an endowment.
It's an endowment. So
okay,
it's
no,
back
up.
So it's $1.2 million. It's been generating approximately $50,000 per year because that $300,000 from the $1.2 million represented approximately a 20% decrease. So Myra's absolutely correct. It's approximately generating 20% less on average than it would have otherwise generated had we not built Annabelle's Grocery. So I'm totally willing to give, like, to put money into this. I get, like, to Varun's point, like, I think 50 cents, like, funding it at 50 cents. We could put more than $7,500 in. Like, I don't care. We could take the whole surplus and put it in after that. We have so much money. This is about giving ourselves more money. Like, we need to have, like if we have fiscal discipline on ourselves, we can reduce our operating budget from, like, $20,000 to probably, like, $10,000 and then use that extra $10,000 to put towards the Students Helping Students Fund. So, like, I'm fine if you guys, like, want to put more money in the Students Helping Students Fund. This is a good time to do it. But, like, I want to be very clear. It's not like the money we took out of the Students Helping Students Fund. We lit it on fire. We built a grocery store with it. It's going to a good purpose. And they're still making $50,000 per year to use on projects. So.
Okay.
As the chair of the committee.
Wait,
can
Amira, I'll put you on the second speaker list if you want.
Yeah,
so Clady, so
I just want to say I was on BARC when we voted to give that money to Annabelle's Grocery, and that was a great decision because it is going to a great cause. But I know before that there was conversations about how it's not unheard of that the Students Helping Students Fund did receive money from Byline. Gretchen took us off the Byline when 08 happened so that we could provide more money for financial aid, and that was a great decision back then. But because we took that money out, that's not allowing the fund to increase the amount of money it could provide to Summer Experience Grant, which is the second leg of the money for FARC. So it's part Students Helping Students, which is for emergency situations, and it's part Summer Experience. And the amount of applications we get for Summer Experience isn't ridiculously large because the amount of students in schools like arts and sciences that don't have resources for those students who are low income can't afford their unpaid internships. So that grant is extremely important, and this money would help that grant because the level at which we can support those students now is really, really low. We can only take, I think, like Myra said, 10% of the applications that are given to us. So I think it's extremely important to not, 50 cents is a slap in the face if I want to give my opinion that $7,000, that's nothing. $190 wouldn't even do justice. So I yield to Myra.
All right, so just to give some overview of what the Financial Aid Review Committee does, if y'all didn't pay attention to the PowerPoint that I gave a few months ago, we do not just do the Students Helping Students Fund, we also look at the Summer Experience Grant. So the $50,000 that Gabe is talking about goes to both. There is no capped amount of how much money can go to emergency funds, so at the end of the year, whatever is left over can go to Summer Experience Grant. And what has changed since we gave the $320,000 to Annabelle's is that the Summer Experience Grant has been seeing an increase in applications. In 2015, it was only available to arts and sciences. In 2016, it was available to all colleges. And in 2016, we received 200 applications, and we were able to give out about $70,000. Because we had a donation come from somewhere and we had a lot more money. And last year we received an increase of 80 applications. We received 280 applications and we could only then give $50,000, less than that. So the average award is around $1,500. Those are the facts. Things have changed in these past 2 years. We are not on Byline. And our fund has been stagnating, and looking into the future, we will be able to allocate around $45,000 in the spring. But again, knowledge of the grant is growing. More and more people are going to start applying, and we are going to see a significant decrease in the amount of students that we can help.
Next is Sarah.
Honestly, Gabe said everything I was going to say. I just think, like, from a semester on ABSCOM is honestly so hypocritical of us to hold organizations to the standard and then like think it's okay for us to maintain a like a surplus that's four times our own. Like I get it, we're special, and like there are organizations that like like really beneficial things we can go to, but like I just don't see why we can't do it with this insane surplus that we have, and I just don't see why like giving us 190 is really gonna change that.
Point of information.
Giving.
Point of information. What is this standard that everyone is referring to? Like, what is this? Because. Like, how has it been consistent? I'm just asking, because things have been overturned, and I just want to know, like, specifically, like if...
I can answer as an ABSCOM member. Yeah. So, like, we like, look at orgs, and this is what I was going to say, like, we look specifically towards the surplus, and, like, we ask the orgs who have an inordinate amount of money, like, what are you planning to do with it? How are you going to decrease your surplus? And if we legitimately see, like, oh, their program is going to, like, actually decrease it, and, like, we're able to see like, where that money is going to go, then we determine it. But if it's four times as much, like Paul Monahan, I can defer to him because if it's four times as much as the surplus and we don't see this changing that well and that structured and that fiscally like responsibly, then we're like wrong. So Paul, I'll defer to you.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Paul. I'm on Apple. Like, just for the standard, traditionally, surpluses run somewhere around like 10 to 20% of like the operating, like how much organization spends in a year. We tend to find it abhorrent if they spend more than like around 20-ish, right? Just like a number. 20% of how much they spend each year is a surplus. This is not 20%. This is a 400% surplus. That is honestly a disgrace. And I'm not trying to like get mad about this, but I am, because we've been so strict with so many different organizations this entire year. 20% versus a 400%. And I completely get that there are good ways that this money can go to, but just allocate money to it. You're the SA. Don't use a surplus like this to go to it. Go back on byline funding or something like that. I just think we shouldn't. Well, maybe not right now, but honestly, we've got so many different groups based on 20, 30, 40% surpluses. This is 400.
But
what point of information?
Point of information. Okay, but do any of these groups potentially have the impact that we have right now?
Yeah,
Awana.
To get out a fund for a summer scholarship?
Awana is an incredibly important organization.
They don't
do
guys,
it.
Guys.
Okay.
Hold
on.
Okay.
Yes. So I heard that Bark used to be on the byline.
Yes.
Why can't it go back on byline? Or what have those conversations
been? It totally
been?
Could.
And, but
it's
in 2 years.
Fine.
Conversation we had in the spring. Mitch came to FARC and said that we could get back on byline without having to collect the 1,500 signatures. However, the current VP finance at the time told us that we could not. So, and by the time that I reached out to you, it was already too late in the process. So, because of conversations that were just had in when I was transitioning in as chair, the thought of being on byline and having to collect the 1,500 signatures again, even though in 2009 the SA came to a consensus with the Office of Financial Aid that said that we did not have to collect the signatures, it's pretty ridiculous.
Gabe,
for a small point.
Okay, yeah, Dale, what do you want? Yeah.
This is the graph of the funding for the Students Helping Students Endowment since it was originally brought on the fee. So this was when the endowment was being grown for about four cycles, it was getting about $5, and that was necessary to grow it. So FARC is fully stable. The question is how much it's able to do. If you put more money directly into it, you could potentially do more as the Summer Experience Bank grows, but that's not a necessity. The problem with this is that the individuals who realize that it should belong back on the activity fee again, and it has been on the activity fee since the financial crisis, those individuals, because of communications, Myra just explained, did not apply for activity fee funding in time. Therefore, it couldn't be on the activity fee for the next 2 years. And yeah.
Okay, because there's so many yielding, I'm gonna limit every speaker to 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, okay. So like
wait, there was a motion to vote.
I'm talking. So if you wanna increase the endowment, then yeah, like you should byline fund it. But like what Myra is saying is we wanna spend the money, then just to like you wanna spend money. So like just to say, if you put a dollar into the student, if you put a dollar into a funds functioning as an endowment, what FARC like allocates, what the Students Helping Students Fund is, if you put a dollar in, you will get what the university's endowment return is back on that as a percent. So you'd get, this year you'd get, well, it's on a 4-year average, so you get about 7 cents back on every dollar. So you put a dollar in, you get 7 cents back. That's like not a good use of our funding.
Thank you. That's
second.
I have a different view of APSCOM that I should present.
Okay. Motion, so we're gonna vote to vote.
I just withdraw. Wait.
Okay.
How far down is?
So we have Matt, Dale, Sam, Chris, and we have a second speaker's list of Jael.
John, I haven't spoken.
Jesse, Myra, and
Matt Gill to Jael.
John.
Yeah, so you're the second.
No, Jael, before you went for that.
You spoke.
I mean, for the phone.
My thing was up.
John, I should have the first list.
Oh, it was.
Here it again.
I'll put you up. Yeah, you should. I spoke already. I'm on my way there.
Oh no, Matt Yoda's.
Matt Yoda's
too. Yeah,
I'm gonna actually. I made a mistake and I put Justin second speaker's list, so I'm gonna let him speak right now.
Yeah, so I understand why you zeroed it as APSCOM, I think. But like as an org, yeah, we run poorly, but as a governing body, it's our duty to fulfill the needs of all students. And this fund, the Students Helping Students Fund, was cut drastically, and we haven't even made any attempts to fill it back up. So I think we need to put in 190, or like we need to put in the 190 to the
Students
Fund.
Motion to overturn with the understanding that all the money would go directly towards the student or towards the summer experience grant, not towards the Students Helping Students Fund.
The same endowment, or have to go into
the endowment. No. To go directly towards the grant rather than the endowment.
Is that
to avoid that 7 cents on a dollar?
No, you can't.
Is there a second?
Can't do that.
What?
Okay, there's no second. So it doesn't.
Second.
Dissent. What was your dissent?
It can't do that. It literally can't do that. And so I don't feel comfortable
pulling the money.
Like, we're essentially doing what Cornell Cinema is doing. We're just pulling money.
No, please don't bring that up.
Okay. Guys, we're going to vote to vote.
Wait, point of inquiry. Can I speak
why
to someone
who
actually did the summer experience?
This is a point of inquiry.
Why do people feel, or can Gabe explain why that couldn't happen in his mind?
Okay, so you're right. Like, if instead of giving the money to, like, the student helping students,
yeah,
we instead gave the money to ourselves to give directly out to FARC to give directly out in the summer experience grant, that would work. That would eliminate
correct
that problem. But that just highlights the problem that, like, we are constitutionally incapable of, like, preventing ourselves from like funding our like projects that we think are good because we're like political and stuff. Like, I understand that like we think it's a good thing, but every org we see thinks that what they spend on is a good thing. No org comes to us and says like, yeah, we don't do good stuff. Like, they all come to us and say like, we're vital, we're important, throw money at us. Like, that's what they do, and that's fine, and we'll throw money at most of them. But like, when that org is ourselves, it's like a complete abuse of our power to like give it to ourselves.
We shouldn't be voting on this.
All right.
Can I talk about what this like summer experience grant actually goes
no,
to?
No, I
like,
think this is this.
Okay.
We're gonna vote to vote.
Okay.
All in favor of voting to overturn.
No, not to overturn.
Oh.
We're voting to vote to overturn.
What? Okay, let's go.
So
let's
all
count
against?
Against
voting?
Against voting?
All right.
Yeah.
Is this against? Okay, we're not for against.
Huh?
So,
against? Yeah, it didn't pass.
All right, we're start over, okay? So this
what
is a vote. So listen, okay? One more time, just listen, everyone. This is a vote to overturn.
And specifically to overturn, to give the money directly from the Student Assembly for the next 2 years to the SES.
Yes.
Correct.
SEG.
SEG.
Wait,
summer
yes
experience
or
grant.
No? Because that would work then.
Yes.
Summer experience grant.
Oh, to the summer experience.
Okay, so all those in favor of voting to vote. Oh, sorry.
Voting to
vote.
We're closing
voting
discussion.
To
vote.
Wait,
yes.
When did we decide to close discussion?
That's what the motion is.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We didn't discuss it.
So,
point of information, because I'm hella confused.
So I'm going to explain. What is the vote?
So this vote is a vote to decide whether we're going to actually vote to close discussion and overturn APSCOM. Okay?
Wait.
What's
so
confusing? Let me ask my question. Please stop.
What's your question?
My question is that, so is this the same thing that Varun said, so that the money
yes
is going to a grant? Okay, and the question is that 50 cents? Is that the 190?
$2?
There's no
doubt.
Yes. So it's not that complicated, right? This is a vote to overturn Appscom.
And once we overturn Appscom, we can go into discussion on how much money.
Can I rephrase?
No. All right. All those in favor of what I repeated 5 times.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, Matt says yes also.
Where is he?
Matt also voted.
You can't vote by proxy.
It can't. Okay. All right. I can't vote by proxy.
Six.
All those against?
One, two, three, four.
Oh, wait. Did you count me, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, there's more.
It doesn't pass. Point of information.
So theoretically, if the people that wanted to overturn maintain their position on overturning, and we needed to vote and approve the byline report today.
My God.
Don't you dare try this.
A lot of people.
Point of order. Nothing would happen because there's still more than half the people in the room that didn't vote to overturn. So that would still be a simple majority that could approve the Appscom decision.
A simple majority of the entire body.
Oh,
no, he wants it to default, so we go to two and we give the money. That's what you're doing, Bruno. I know that's
no,
what
it's not what I want to do.
I want there to be
a discussion about how we can give this money because there's not enough people that agree with that methodology.
Okay.
And so
okay.
it's just never going to happen.
This is no longer a question. All right, the next speaker was Matt, who yielded to Jaya.
I think we might be on different AFSCOM because when we're looking at, you know, guidelines and stuff for surpluses, if an organization tells us they're going to spend their surplus, then we trust them and then we give them the amount they ask for. Like Alana with the $60,000, they were going to spend it. And we're like, we believe that you're going to do the great program that you're going to do. Therefore, we're going to award you that money after y'all fucked up that vote anyway. But the question is, you do have people that are telling you they're going to spend that surplus. It's not like it's going to be a surplus up in the air. You have multiple groups asking for it. You have a thing where you can create emergency funding, and you have FARC that is severely underfunded. Like, you guys really need to put money where your mouth is, because if you care about the experiences that students have at Cornell, then fund the money. Like, make sure FARC has, like, he literally took $320,000 from FARC, where y'all can go to Wall Street and have your little internship, and students who want to have an unpaid internship, they can't have it because, you know, they won't be able to pay for their student contribution.
Thank you. Next is Dale.
So I would very much like to put the money back into FARC. I've been upset about that since the money was removed, and I've heard how that vote happens in FARC. But I do not trust this process. We will be giving the money to the student assembly for the next 2 years, regardless of what we say it's going for, regardless of what we put in Appendix B. You are trusting two future student assemblies. You have no idea who's going to be on those, and you are trusting them to follow the decision that we are doing tonight. And regardless of what we say this is the student assembly overturning our more unbiased appropriations committee than we are to say that we could better allocate the money than anybody.
30 seconds.
And I understand I want that money to go where it needs to go, but I don't think there is any way to do this fairly and ethically. Further, we'll have tons of money left over in the surplus. We can give money to FARC. We can give money to other student organizations. We can give money to fund ourselves for the next 2 years. But we don't need an extra amount of money to help FARC. We don't need an extra amount of money to help students. That money would go into the pockets of two future student assemblies, and there is no way for us to accurately control what this is.
Motion to vote. Second.
All those in favor? No, that's not right. So all those in favor of voting?
Please announce the vote count.
Huh?
9.
All those against?
And 9.
No, he can't vote.
5.
Abstentions? 9 to 5 to 1.
Point of inquiry. Now that we go into voting, how many votes
to approve?
Pass?
15.
We don't have high enough.
Wait,
attendance.
This was a vote to approve, not a vote to vote.
Point of information.
No, that was a vote to vote.
That was a vote to vote?
That was a vote to vote.
Wait, I have a point of information.
Yeah.
If this doesn't pass, and I don't think it's going to, because the numbers in this room, it's going
to
go to $2, right? Yes.
The attendance is too low. We need to compromise.
That's
basically what
that's
we're
that's
saying.
That's insane.
Yeah, okay. So let's compromise. 50 cents. Does that work?
No, that's not how we make money. Oh, my God.
Guys.
Come on.
Come on.
We have to compromise.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, we don't have the
attention. Doesn't AppsCom start off high and go low?
No. We suggest numbers based on what we believe.
You can't go lower than 50 cents.
50
that's
cents.
That's the lowest that you buy by board, correct?
That is true.
No,
that is true.
Zero.
50 cents?
No,
that's
no.
Not a buy.
No, so if... So 50 cents is like to remain on bottom,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, so okay.
Board, your numbers would be given to the chair. The chair would go, then go down the numbers. The first number that gets
no,
two-thirds
no, like
of
that.
Members present.
Guys. Did you guys hear what Dale said?
Yeah.
Well, don't, if you guys ask
the
question,
guys,
all of you would recommend numbers to the chair during the discussion. When discussion is closed, the chair would go down those numbers from the highest number to the lowest number. The first number that gets two-thirds of members present in the room would then be able to overturn the Appropriations Committee's report.
So what is the number for two-thirds of
the members? I don't know how many people were in the room.
Well,
people,
what was
we
the fraction?
We needed to be unanimous.
Can we do attendance to see how many people are in the room?
16. We need to be unanimous.
No, someone left. I don't know exactly how.
Individually
left.
Okay.
We need to be unanimous. Not here.
And there are no proxy voting on activities.
It needs to be, we literally need to reach a unanimous disclosure.
Right. There's a point of inquiry.
I think Travis's question was more aligned with, do we remain a funded org if we're at $0?
No.
It depends.
No,
it depends.
Well, you're not on byline for the next science
question. Yeah, but you
just
could still be, like, our account is attached. It's complicated.
Okay, so I'm going to go down the speakers list.
50 cents. Like, this is so...
Okay, so the next on the speakers list is Sam.
What do you want?
I already said what I want to say.
Okay.
I just want to hear, like, can we, John, I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
Can we actually compromise on our number? Because I see, like, we're two different camps, and, like, we're not going
to
come to terms with
each other. I
don't
compromise.
Wait,
yes.
I'm not done speaking. And I don't want to, like, rush this because this is obviously important. And so I think we should honestly, like, hear some numbers, and I want to hear some numbers and, like, justification for those numbers. And I'd be willing to, like, change my mind.
Okay. So next on the speakers list is Chris.
Okay, I just like totally disagree with throwing the summer experience grant in the same bucket as any student activity. Like, I actually benefited from this. I got $2,700. Like, I tangibly improved the lives of like hundreds of people in Kenya by, first off, benefiting a disability center with 30 disabled children in Kenya, giving nutritional meals to 500 people every single day who were able to provide better for their family because they had to do their work, live longer lives, live healthier lives. We hired 8 disabled staff in our kitchen who would otherwise not have had jobs. Like, this money goes to amazing projects, which like I don't think exist at the level that they are funded at internationally. You know, this country, I know I'm not the only one who did a project like this. There are many other students who have. And an increase in this fund, yes, I understand this, like, but obviously, since we're allocating it for this purpose, like, I'm sure Myra and I and like our successors on the Financial Aid Review Committee are going to do their very damnest to get this to actually go towards these projects. Like, these are projects that actually make the world like a better place. Like, literally, they improve like the lives of thousands of people around the world. This is not something like that's totally comparable to what student organizations do. This is, goes like way beyond. This has like an actual global impact oftentimes. So like, they'll just like make false equivalences here. Like, this is a serious debate that we should be having. And I'm trying to find the numbers as to like how much, but obviously demand is increasing and we're giving like a very small percentage of applicants these funds. So like I only think around 10% of people are getting this while like hundreds of people are going to Wall Street and making like not nearly as much of an impact.
So next is Zach.
Motion to overturn and fund.
This has.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm motioning to overturn and fund at 72 cents. The reasoning for this is that we could utilize $10,000 from the Special Projects Fund to go towards the Summer Experience Grant. In addition to that, we can use that $10,000, which is what 75 cents gives you. We can use $10,000 in addition to go towards the Summer Experience Grant. So every year you would have $20,000 going towards the Summer Experience
Grant.
Second. Point of information, why can't we do this from the surplus?
We're doing both.
There's been a motion to vote on 72 cents.
One, two, three,
five,
four, five, six,
Wait, it's just a vote.
9, 10.
No, this is the vote.
All those against. This is the vote.
Wait.
So like,
nope,
1, 2, 3.
That was the vote. Wait, hold on. Can we redo this? Because
yeah,
I thought that was a vote.
Doesn't matter.
Was it a vote to vote or was it a vote?
It's a vote. I'm going to vote to vote. Now, motion to vote to vote.
That's fair. Okay.
No, because some people voted incorrectly because they didn't
people
understand.
People listen. How is it?
I'm not going to do it again. Some people did.
Did actually
redo it.
All right, so all those in favor.
Of voting?
No, no. All those in favor of voting
for
72 cents.
Okay.
My vote calls. Why are you putting your proposition in?
Motion to vote.
Motion to
vote.
Let's vote.
No, do roll call
because
I already motioned to vote on the 72 cents. Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you going to get the student assemblies of the future to put the money where you want it to go?
Can we Appendix B?
Appendix B.
Appendix
B
takes 2/3 of the assembly. The 2/3 of the assembly can barely agree on anything. Let's be fucking real. This is not going to get Appendix B.
Okay.
Everything is Appendix B. That's not going to happen.
Vote to vote.
It's a vote to vote. All is in favor of voting. Raise your pockets.
I get it. You guys are tired. You don't want to vote on this. But seriously,
Olivia, can you guys please?
8, 9, 10. That is 10 on her.
All those against voting.
1.
Okay, we have to vote.
Okay, we have. Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Abstentions. 1, 10, 5 to 1. Is it?
Yes.
So we're voting?
Yes.
Okay, then we're voting. All right.
I remember.
Okay, so all of those in favor of voting and to
approve?
Overturn.
Yes,
in the 72.
If you want 72 cents.
To overturn or
yes,
approve?
To overturn.
Okay.
To overturn to the 72 cents?
You have to overturn it.
Let's overturn it first.
Both.
No,
two
cents. Well, it's happening.
Well, I want clarity. 272 cents.
Yes.
Yes. So this is a vote to overturn to 72 cents. Okay? All those in favor.
Alright. Keep it right. 1, 2, 3.
Do you want to be the evil person?
6, 7, 8, 9.
All those against?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6, abstention. 9, 6, 1.
It does not pass.
Okay, motion to fund at 50 cents. Keeps us on byline. Send it to the whatever. But
all right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You guys really want $2 because we can stay here all day for that. I'll be here all night. All
right, there's been a motion. There's been a motion for 50 cents. There's no dissent. So all
dissent.
No, don't do a vote to vote. You can just vote down.
Oh,
it's a waste of time.
All right, so you keep it as a dissent. All right, all those in favor of voting at 50 cents. Where's your placards?
All in favor of 50 cents.
Yeah, all in favor of 50 cents.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All those again.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want more or less or whatever.
It's against, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You know what? Motion to fund at 61
Olivia,
cents.
Can you?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Yes.
Wait, I'm not done counting the votes.
What's
awesome?
Yeah.
Go on.
Just go back and everything.
Stop interrupting.
Sorry.
Are you sorry? Just stop doing it. 7, 8, 2, 1, it doesn't pass.
Okay.
Olivia
to vote,
had a motion. What
motion to vote at 61 cents. It's in the middle between 72 and 50.
Arbitrary.
What?
Second. It's a
second.
Control.
I second.
It's not
that
it. All of this
form,
is arbitrary.
Form. There's a second.
Guys, okay. Wait, let me suggest a realistic measure by which we can determine.
There's already
been
a motion, though. And it's been seconded. What's your dissent?
That's an arbitrary number.
Corrupt.
Okay. We're
debating the motion. That's audible.
We're gonna vote to vote on 61 cents. Okay?
Oh my god, why are you guys?
All those in favor of voting at
61
cents? Just like vote at 61 cents.
All those in favor of voting.
What? Dude, it makes sense, guys. A vote to
vote.
What is that?
Wait, start over.
All
again?
What was the vote?
People didn't hear. Start over.
What is
this? Vote to vote at 61.
You guys can just vote no if you don't want it. There's no reason for a vote to vote for this.
All right, guys.
Wait, I withdraw the motion.
Here's
one second.
Let's go. Wait. How about we fund an amount such that SAFC will automatically be at an even number. That number is approximately 69 cents. Go to SAFC.
Fine. Perfect. Fine. Beautiful. We should have voted 69 cents.
Wait. Pause. Let's do it. We got to do math really quick. Good. SAFC.
Oh God, I can't. No, we're already in this.
Hold up, we're just verifying.
Oh, no, one second.
It's 1 second.
It's okay.
We're just looking at it.
I counted it.
Okay, so
69
cents.
Otherwise,
we can give you the overall activity phase.
You can
just bring in the activity phases.
I need the report. I need to be the report.
Even
no.
Anxiety,
I need to be the report. I need the SAFC report.
Even
I love Gabe right now.
This is the number that passes.
Oh, right. Okay.
So right now, that number is at 232.63. This needs to become a whole number. Depending on what we fund SA, SAFC will then have to be increased or decreased to give that whole number value.
So if we gave, so if we added in 23 cents, right?
33 cents?
No.
You can't
fund 33 cents.
Yeah. No, I know.
37.
You would have to go over
$1.
Wait,
fuck.
No.
$1.33, right? Wait, guys. Can we take a 3-minute intermission?
No,
while
133.
No, let him calculate.
133 isn't even a real number.
Wait, no,
SAFC is 37.
50 plus 63 is...
$1.13.
What's 2 minus
1? Advocate for 0 and move up to
87.
Would 87 do it?
87
would do it.
No, okay, let's put the numbers down.
No, please just have 3 minutes.
I would be willing to do 87.
All right, I'm gonna.
Yes, let's do 87.
Let's do 87. That sounds good. Wait, hold on. Second.
Guys, this is complicated, but in the end, this is the best compromise. I promise you, whatever this number is, we will fund it at that.
Wait, so you want SA to go to a whole number?
We need SA. We need SA to go to a number such that the activity fee, so that SA, instead of increasing SAFC.
Guys, we're gonna have like a 3-minute recess.
So
they can calculate. Take a breath. Okay.
Go for a run.
It's 6:49 right now. We'll start again.
Assuming we have 6:97.
At 6:53, we'll come back. Okay.
It's a play. All
right. I want this to stay.
Yeah.
I want
that
to stay.
Are you
going to
get
one?
I know you
I mean,
can we please get a snowflake over there?
Like the way that it works.
Myra.
Right there.
Snowflakes. So someone go over there.
Oh, I'm going to just leave the game.
Are you
okay?
Yeah.
Stay on the phone while you can.
No, both of you stay at 7. Please.
Right.
Make it so much easier.
Okay,
stay
at 7. Okay. Let's do this.
Guys, recess is over. We're about to lose two members. Either of them leave the meeting ends if we can't approve the activity
fix.
Word session. Motion to vote at 87 cents.
No, wait. Pause, man.
Shut up. Explain.
Word session.
Yes, we do.
All right, guys.
Waste my time.
All
Okay, so basically, because SAFC has to get, like, the total activity fee has to be a whole number.
Why?
It just does. I don't make sense.
Don't question this.
So it just has to be a whole number. The way it works is we increase SAFC at the end of the year to make it a whole number. So if we were to give the SA 87 cents more than we're currently at now, 87 cents, if we give the SA 87 cents, then this goes up to 233.50, right? Yeah, it would go to 233.50, and then we give SAFC 97.50.
No, we give SAFC $98, we give the SA 87 cents. Yeah. That becomes 234 total.
So yeah, no. So yeah. So if we go, so if we give the SA an extra 87 cents, then we go to what? Then what would the total be?
234.00.
No, no, I get that, but
no, it would be 233.50. If we give the SA 80 cents.
Oh yeah, I see the math. Yeah, it's 80. So if we give the SA 87 cents and then we give SAFC 50 cents, then it's a 2344 activity fee. And I'm fine with that.
Okay. Can someone make a motion?
So,
for
motion to vote for 87 cents.
Motion to approve
that. There's been a second. All those in favor of 87 cents. Beautiful.
With the understanding this is going to be used for the.
Yes.
Yes.
Ever get that? Don't.
All going to fall.
On the record, whoever takes
it. Wait.
I need to put it on
all the record.
Matt, this game is not as.
No, I know.
No,
this is
so open. Yeah,
you
need
to write
that.
We have 14-4.
All against?
All those against? Abstention?
This vote needs 15 to pass.
I'm gonna break the tie and go to in favor. So it's 15-0-0. It passes. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, Lord, let's go.
So, okay. So did we just fund it 87?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay, so now we need to do SAFC. So let's
okay.
Do SAFC.
One more thing.
I'll stay on the phone, okay?
Yeah, stay on the phone. It's okay. Sorry.
Oh, wait. So this is
I
guess it's the most money ever.
Motion to put on SAFC at $98.
Wait.
Well, we seconded it, so we're
going to
vote now.
Here we are.
Dave, people are literally
voting. I'm going to deny motions until game.
You guys were elected. Just do it.
I'm still sitting here.
Can you stay on the phone, Chris?
Yeah,
call the room.
Okay. The room I'm going to call.
Okay, what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for. Oh, we've got it. Okay, great. Okay, so basically, we approved SAFC. They requested 100. We gave them $3.50 increase. It's the largest increase on the activity fee. It's because they fund so many great organizations, and they're a really efficient organization. Essentially, the way their funding works is whatever we approve, whatever APTCOM approves, like the total activity fee has to be an even number. And so we give SAFC more money beyond what APTCOM approves to make it an even number. Because by going to 87 cents, like because we went to 87 cents, we need 50 more cents for SAFC's, we need 50 more cents for SAFC to make the total activity fee a full number. So I'm gonna motion to fund SAFC at $98.
Second.
All in favor.
So it's a motion.
Call?
Can I just send?
Is Chris call?
No. Can I just explain how
this
you're not going to win?
Four.
Sarah, come on.
One person.
You were on APTCOM. I know. We got that number by dividing.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah's been going.
Sarah, I'll give you a dollar.
Wait, do I need
to? No.
All right, guys, decorum.
You were there. We got that number by dividing. Like, we literally just.
Yeah, we're over to Sarah. She can't read.
Hold on.
Guys. All those in favor, raise it high.
Let me count this again.
1, 2, 3.
Sarah, seriously.
You
wait, do I need
it doesn't matter. It's an overturn, guys.
8, 9,
stop talking.
10, 11, 12. All those against. Sir, are you against? Okay.
Sir is against.
Abstentions 1, 12, 1 to 1.
That's fine.
We need Chris's vote.
So
nobody
does.
He
said
yes.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a quorum?
Chris needs to be on the vote.
I can't spend the
phone.
Can I explain my stance? No.
Chris needs to literally be on his phone. This isn't a meeting.
Where
Chris
is Chris?
Not in the room. Okay.
So Chris, how do you vote?
For SAFC.
I literally have no idea what you like.
Wrong answer.
$98.
$98.
Guys, that's not a vote. Are you serious?
So, okay. So it's currently... It's currently at $97.50. Because we need a whole number for the activity fee at the very end, we either move it to 97 flat or 98, and there's been a motion to move it to 98. Do you approve?
I mean, we could.
All right, we have 13, 1 to 1. Does it still pass?
It passes just over the charter is absurd. Since this is an overturn vote and there are fewer than 20 members in the room, there are only 15 members in the room technically. We only need 10 members to vote to overturn.
Perfect. All right, perfect. It's 13, 1 to 1. It passes.
Okay. So by a crazy technicality, like the one technicality
okay,
in the charter, we got it.
David, I need to hear this. Anyway,
okay.
Motion overturned.
Total activity.
There's been a motion overturned.
Second.
You can't second yourself.
Giles.
Second.
All right.
You mute yourself.
All those are
overturning. Overturning what?
You mute yourself, please.
The vote.
Oh, wait.
Gate,
Can
you mute yourself, please?
Overturning what?
What are we doing?
Wait, which vote?
Cinema?
Vote
that we just voted on.
Why do you want to overturn it? Why do you want to overturn it?
Where? Fucking God, I'm gonna punch someone.
Whatever.
We're gonna take over.
We gave it $98.
It's pants.
Yes.
Can we
actually overturn it?
Just now.
Two thirds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave. No, we're not done yet. We gotta vote on the activity fee and the elections.
Oh, no,
on
that one.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
If you were any fans, cinema vote now.
Guys. So we just approved SAFC. Now we have to approve the
whole
thing. Okay, let's go into the election rules because there are a couple complicated things we've got to review.
Yeah, Dale and I need to review this.
All right, so elections for Travis. Go.
Travis, hurry, talk.
Oh, they're the same. Yep, they've been on there for
okay, motion to vote.
I told you, I want them.
Second.
Motion to vote.
Second.
I'm gonna reject the motion because he hasn't presented
it. He motioned it.
They're the same.
Oh, you
motioned. I did not change any of the election rules. We passed. We had a
quorum. I can't listen because everyone's called Mesh. Please.
It's been on the entire different time.
Mesh, stop talking.
You suck. Okay, go.
It's the same election rules from the fall.
Yeah.
Elections committee likes it. If you guys have any questions, Clady is on the elections committee.
Woo.
She's like right below like director. She's like junior director.
Yeah.
Motion to vote.
Second. Oh.
Okay. All those in favor of vote. All those in favor of approving the election.
Raise it high,
guys.
Keep it high. Raise
it high.
Raise your hands. That's everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
13. All those against. All abstentions.
Don't abstain.
13. 0 to 1.
Okay, what's the next thing on
Wait,
the agenda?
That's
okay, activity.
Activity fee.
Second.
You can't just do that.
Motion to vote.
Oh, we actually done.
We're done.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Both last year's
activity. We need.
You just keep talking.
We need a majority of the people.
Guys.
We need a majority of the people.
Wait, hold on. Dale, quorum is 15, right?
Yeah.
Including my abstention and Chris's vote, we have 14.
Wait, did you vote?
Jesse,
so don't abstain, buddy.
Did you vote for the election rules, Dale?
Yeah, go.
Wait, we have to redo the elections vote then.
Okay, redo the elections
you
vote.
You may not
quickly.
Have quorum.
Everybody elections doesn't need a majority of the
votes. It was 13-0.
No, we have 14 people that voted. That's not quorum.
Who the fuck
didn't
vote?
Session. There's
right,
no quorum.
It's not closed session.
14-0.
Oh, shit, he's not quorum. Wait,
I'm TJ on the phone.
7, 8, 9. No,
I can call Alec. You just can't see
yeah.
him.
Alec resigned.
No, we've got problems.
Oh, yeah, we have court.
Alec resigned.
Did he
really?
No, he didn't. He hasn't emailed
no,
me.
He literally told everyone
he's coming back.
It doesn't matter.
No,
we'll
it matters.
Not
for
him.
So we need to close this.
Which one?
All right, let's make it up.
No, like this needs to get passed, guys.
It does.
It does.
Why do you suck?
Can you just do it quickly?
I hate people, and I'm still here every meeting.
Point of order!
People
want. I move to do the elections vote again, and hopefully we get 15 votes on the count.
I agree.
Okay.
All those in favor of approving the elections, raise it high.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Travis.
Yes.
Okay, Chris.
Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
11, 12.
Your opinion is valuable.
Yeah, and Chris 15. Okay, perfect. 14-0 to 1 passes. Thank you, Chris.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Third.
Fourth.
Oh, we need to go.
Okay. Gabe and Zale.
Motion to vote.
We're here till tomorrow.
Matt.
Matt.
It's all executive session and shit.
Matt and Olivia. You guys.
I'm checking.
0-2. Gift Gabe, like 5 seconds.
Ignore that.
One.
Thank you.
Two.
Chris, you slurping on something?
Yeah,
there?
Everything's good. 90, so yeah, total activity fee, $234. All right, all those of program
approved
activity is $234.
Gabe is the first BP finance in 70 years.
Just,
you know you want
I
that.
I don't care.
First
just,
one ever.
Gabe,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Activity.
Second.
All those of
fish,
raise it up.
Wait, this is
how much?
How much did it go down?
Man,
we don't want to go down. $234 is good.
How much did it go down?
$7. Just
raise
your hand.
That
was
awesome.
I'm so
out
of
terror.
Why are you here?
Six, seven, eight.
Are you serious?
All those again.
You lost. Get over it.
All those again.
Oh, you cried yesterday.
All those again. Matt, Olivia, what are you
doing?
All right, guys, be adults. Abstentions? Abstentions? 10, 2, 2, 1. It does not pass.
Why?
It's 10 to 2. Does that,
that's
the
a
majority?
Huge pass.
It's
a majority.
Okay, so it passes.
Wait, yes. That's not a quorum.
That's 13.
Yes.
Christmas is 11, 2 to 1. It passes.
Make something
no, that's still only 14.
You didn't vote.
Everyone voted.
Okay, I call for a division of the house.
No, I'm going to.
You vote by standing.
No, I'm going
to.
You know what? No. Okay, motion to roll call vote because this is stupid.
No.
That
you
is.
Have no work.
I'm going to recognize Gabe's motion.
I call for a division of the house. We vote
second.
By standing.
Second, okay. Unanimous consent.
I think you're still going to count the people. Roll call vote is actually really efficient. If I can just.
No,
Chris
stands up.
Guys, motion to roll call vote.
Second.
It's so much easier.
It's so much easier.
Guys, just stand up. All right.
All right. All in favor.
One motion.
No, roll call.
Are you serious?
Catch the roll call.
You can't.
All those.
I'm gonna leave. I literally motioned.
Olivia, she literally motioned before you. Okay, you have to be patient and follow the rules. Okay, you're not the only person. And Matt, you need to stop too. You. Okay,
I know the rules.
Okay.
It can be roll call after the fact.
Okay, but let's do this. I'm recommending.
It can.
All those in favor, stand up.
Ooh, I like this.
Same
we should
you're
have every time.
Of the,
five,
the
four,
five,
five
lines.
Is this the
same
thing as
raising
your hand?
What is that
Jesse
even
standing.
Eight standing.
Nine.
Are
you
voting
on?
11.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're in the meeting.
And Chris. 12.
12? Yeah. All those against. Stand, please.
One. Two.
Wait, what are you against?
Abstentions?
Right. What about Chris?
You can count on him, okay? 12, 2 to 1. It passes. Congratulations, guys.
I'm glad we finally got
oh my
to
God.
The division of the house.
Can we leave?
The minutes. We need to do the minutes.
Motion
to adjourn.
Second.
Whoa.
Guys,
hold on.
I'm not going to recognize the motion to adjourn.
We need to go down each resolution and either table it or recommit it or pass it. It'll take 5 seconds per resolution.
Better idea.
That's how you put a resolution in 5 seconds, Dale.
Guys, where do you have to be right now? That's more important.
You cannot leave them to die between the gap between the semesters.
Kill all the fucking resolution.
Hey, the quorum.
Okay. Y'all can talk. You said like this,
Gavin.
Gavin?
No. Guys, I do not have my gavel, so I have to use my voice, okay? Please. Be quiet, like, do not let me use profanity.
Okay, all right, give me a minute.
No, let's keep
no,
it.
No, turn to 14. I have edits and I can pass it. I sent this out. All y'all has been on the resolution.
Yes.
Been on the agenda.
So it's resolution 14.
For weeks.
Okay,
yeah,
so what go to resolution.
All right, I have an agenda.
If we lose one person, we're gone.
What? I feel like.
Okay. These are up.
Wait.
All right, so first is resolution 14. Jesse.
All right, switch to, okay. I want to say, send the resolution, make an amendment to send the resolution to the VP of University Relations at the very end, be it finally resolved. The,
wait, we're amending things?
I'm making an amendment.
Final go backwards, just stop.
Okay, so the resolution 14, last line, be it finally resolved that this resolution be forwarded to the VP of University Relations. And instead of, and also, line 22,
No, line 25, be made publicly available on the WCMQ Governance and Leadership website.
Second.
All those in favor?
How did you get no clerk? Just gonna remember that.
This is all
recording.
Oh,
great.
All right. All right, passes that.
Unanimous.
Everything's recording good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep. Passes.
Okay,
so,
yay!
Second.
We can do that. All right, no one dissents, so it passes by unanimous.
Okay.
No,
we need a vote
on
the next one.
No, we don't, Dale.
Okay, motion to refer all the resolutions to the executive committee
second.
To act on behalf of the students.
Second.
Oh,
I like that.
Okay.
I like that. Okay.
Oh, I can vote no matter what.
All those in favor?
We're voting.
Yeah, we're voting. All those in favor. Raise your hands up like this high. You have to vote too.
I know.
Oh, sit down.
Four,
five,
this is actually
so
six.
I do not.
So either you put it to the executive committee or you sit here and do it now. Whichever one you want to do.
Wait, 10. All those against?
We have 1.
I just want to say we could have voted on this by the
3
time.
3 here.
We could have, yeah, 17.
Yeah,
just here.
17
I'm
four, isn't
I know my
crazy.
Hand is up or no.
Wait,
okay. Abstentions.
They have 4 then.
Abstentions?
What?
Chris?
Wait, can I vote to pass this into
Yes.
Yes.
So
wait,
we have
that
counted,
is
11.
Extra
horrible.
That's
so
isn't he on camera?
This is not
it's
the
most.
For people that don't trust us, yes.
10 to 4 to 1. Sam just left.
Yes,
she's here.
Yes.
She's here.
Let's go home.
Okay. 10 to 4 to 1.
Right here.
1 to 10. That was it. Everyone was on executive leave. Thank you so much for
watching. All right, and
that was an executive leave.
Are you doing exec now? Are you doing exec now? It's just not.
No,
it's
like here.
I know, but are you doing your resolutions right now?
Yeah.
Where's Pastor?
No, that was the amendment. The amendment.
Absolutely. No, no, no. We passed the resolution.
Okay, but not 17.
No, I
Yeah,
I'll hold
on.
I just Chris, you can leave if you want.
I mean, I can send an official email.
I would like to apologize for all of you for my profanity.
You're
good.
We love you, Dale. We love you.
All right.
Recommendations on.